Free testing sites for the coronavirus have sprouted up all over the state of Delaware ever since the state bought 200,000 saliva-based kits from a California company about a month ago. Even people without symptoms are encouraged to participate. The process has been touted for its quickness, ease, and lack of discomfort, unlike the nasal swabs that are also used. WHYY's Chris Barish visited a drive-through site this week in Ellesmere, a town just south of Wilmington, to see for himself.
There's only a few cars ahead of me when I enter the line at Botts Elementary School. Its parking lot has been converted into an assembly line for COVID-19 testing. Waiting in a mask, gloves, and yellow-orange vest is Christine Merrill. She records all my info, including that I don't have symptoms. She assures me this will be a snap.
It's really simple, just a mouth swab.
I also learned that I'm not the only one worried that someone in the gauntlet ahead is going to shove a Q-tip down my nasal cavity.
A little bit earlier, there was a little girl that was crying in the backseat of the car because she wanted to do the test, but she was afraid that it was going to be up her nose and all that. I was like, no.
Assured that I won't be gored, I ask when I'll get my result. Of course I want it when I exit the line, but I'm a patient man.
48 hours?
It takes 72 hours.
Okay.
You'll either get an email or a call. You gave me both, so they'll most likely email you.
She sends me up the line to Dalton Carter. He hands me a sealed plastic bag marked biohazard in jack-o'-lantern orange. I'm told to remove the long plastic package labeled specimen collection swab.
Now, first you're going to cough a couple times.
Okay.
Now, just take it and, like, take the cotton swab and just swab your entire mouth.
That takes about 10 seconds max.
Take your bag, and there should be a vial in it.
Okay, gotcha.
Put the cotton swab in and break it off. Shake it a couple times. Put it back in the bag. And you're going to take it to him with the red trash can. Dump it in there.
Swish, and I'm gone. It really was simple. 12 minutes total, and I spent half the time blathering about doing the story for the radio and taking photos from the driver's seat. And no one wanted my money, or an ID, or even my health insurance card. Delaware officials are hoping you will also get tested. I park and see Newcastle County Executive Matt Meyer waiting nearby. He asks another driver how the test went.
Easier than brushing your teeth, right?
Right.
Meyer's office has coordinated 10 testing sites in Delaware's most populous county to help the state expand testing. But will people come? The state says Delaware can test 80,000 people a month, but in the last month, only half that many have stepped forward. Meyer is worried people mistakenly think the crisis has passed.
Mid-March, this thing was top of mind. Now, as the numbers go down, it's not as much on people's radar.
More than 1 in 100 Delawareans have been infected, one of America's highest rates per capita. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.